December 18th, Compassion for Small Things. Mark the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3, New King James. In those days, the multitude being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, "Have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar." One way to learn about another person is how they handle small things. Do small inconveniences bother them? Do they overlook small details? What do they consider small and unimportant? In our three verses for today, we can learn about Jesus as we see him deal with a relatively small thing. I find it interesting that Jesus spent 3 days with this multitude of people and no one was eating. How do you think that would go over today? A three-day conference with no food. You'd have to label it a prayer and fasting conference, but I doubt there would be an overwhelming response. People get a bit anxious if their pastor makes them late to lunch. We have to keep in mind that in the culture of Jesus' day, food scarcity was not uncommon. When Jesus fed the 5,000 men with the loaves and fish, the people wanted to make him king. Jesus said they wanted him to be king because they were able to eat and be filled. Having an abundance of food was a highly attractive proposition. I also think, this is my opinion only, the presence of God was strong when Jesus was preaching and teaching, so the people were not as focused on eating. They never heard anyone like him, and the miracles he performed added to the expectancy of the people. A great prophet had risen in their midst, and some believe that Jesus was the longed-for Messiah, the one who would lead Israel out of Roman rule. But in any case, the meeting was over and Jesus had compassion for the people. He did not want them to walk home without eating. He was concerned that they might fall out on the road, particularly those who came from a long way. This seems to be a small thing. Okay, people are hungry. They'll get over it. It may have appeared small to the disciples, but not to Jesus. He had compassion for a relatively small thing, and he took care of it by feeding the multitude with just 7 loaves and a few small fish. The small things matter to Jesus, and he can also take small things and make something big. Application. The reason I wanted to focus on the small things today is because we can easily believe the small things do not matter to God. I've heard people say they did not want to bother God with their small problem. I'm sure some were sincere, but I also think some were using not wanting to bother God as an excuse for not having to pray. Not judging here, just observing. Jesus does care. He's not changed, and Hebrews 13:8 says, "He is the same yesterday, today, and forever." So he has not run out of compassion. This means we can talk to him about the things that may seem insignificant. Peter says we can cast all of our care on him because he cares for us. All is an inclusive word that means all, even small things. Prayer. Lord, I do not ever want to underestimate your compassion for people. And I'm your people. Thank you for caring for me in things big and small.